afterward to section one. It is said that a poem is an act of attention to someone, something, some experience or portion of existence grasped, imagined, or remembered. And in the first section of Song of Myself, Whitman offers an image of the poet attending to the world, loafing, marvelous word, leaning, opening his soul up to the world. What he observes could not be simpler, a spear of grass, and that is the point. A poem seeking nothing less than to tell the story of the universe within and without will begin at the atomic level, in the blood, the soil, the air, and circulate everywhere, the testament of a man determined to enlarge our imaginative capacities. The influence of Song on Myself on American poetry is incalculable. The poet insists that every atom belonging to me as good belongs to you, words that have inspired countless poets to map new worlds. Indeed, it is hard to imagine William Carlos Williams discovering, quote, the pure products of America, end quote, Theodore Retke undertaking the long journey out of the self, or Allen Ginsberg writing Howl absent Whitman, not to mention the work of contemporary poets like C.K. Williams and Patty Ann Rogers. We all live under the gaze of that pioneer who counsels us in the final lines of Song of Myself to look for him under our boot soles. A word about Whitman's prosody. The movement from iambic pentameter in the first line to cadenced free verse in the manner of the Psalms signals his departure from traditional English versification, propelling him from the known into the unknown. He is ever traveling toward the future, from a spear of grass to the farthest star and back again. And for this journey, he will need a more versatile music than he could muster in blank verse. The line that he discovered, which could accommodate an extraordinary range of subject, diction, tone, imagery, and ideas, nature without check, with original energy, this energy fuels his song.